Hi, everybody, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. And I'm super excited today. I have a young lady that is here with me. I've been working with her, talking to her, and she shared a lot of her story with me. And Lexi, you're here, aren't you?
Yes, I'm here.
Lexi? Yeah. Okay, so here's Lexi. She's had a real spiritual awakening. I'm going to say it like that. You may say it different, Lexi. I'm not sure, but I know you've overcome some obstacles, and out of that, you've been able to see and talk to God and help people, and you're getting more clear on your purpose. So how did this all start with you getting to this point? So take us on that journey a little bit. I know I think from your grandparents, maybe we start there. Would that be okay for you?
Yeah, kinda. Yeah. So 3 years ago, my grandfather passed away, and he was a super influential person in my life. We did everything together. And he passed away unexpectedly during a surgery. So I just was not mentally or physically prepared to lose him. So when I lost him, you know, it was a huge impact on my life, and I just didn't know how to handle it.
Wow.
So
wow.
Yeah. So when you know,
yeah.
So after about like 2 months after he passed away, I had to go back to college. And I was in my dorm room, and I didn't leave my dorm room for like 2 weeks because the depression really, really got a hold of me because he was my best friend. So I didn't know how to really live life without him because I never have. I had him for 21 years of my life, so I did not know how to really process that. So I was in my dorm room for like 2 weeks. Did not leave. I literally laid in bed all day and just stared at the ceiling. And then thankfully, she's my best friend. She was my roommate. Walked in and was like, Alexa, I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks, and you haven't left this room. Like, can we go eat? Are you hungry? And I was like, no, I am hungry. And so we went out. We went to one of our favorite places, and she just asked me if I was okay. And when I told her, you know, what I was feeling, you know, the impact of, you know, the loss, the huge hole that I had in my heart, you know, I felt a piece of me kind of come back. I felt a weight just lift off my chest. And I realized then that, you know, I've got to start trying to talk about this instead of holding it in.
Right. So that was depression, right? That you knew you were depressed, correct? And
yes,
I knew.
I was depressed, but I didn't want to tell anybody because I thought that that would make me, you know, weak or his passing real. So I didn't want to admit it at all. I just wanted to kind of live in it, live in my anger and live in my sorrow and just kind of decide, you know, what would come next. So I just really was in a very dark place for 3 years, really. I've just now kind of come to terms with it and have realized that talking about it is the best way for me to heal and to recover.
I have a question for you. So I know you recently lost your grandma about a year ago, I think in September, if I'm remembering correctly.
December.
And so you've lost both grandparents. Both of them were real keys in your life. I mean, you were, I know your folks and you are close, your mom, you guys are close, but there's a special relationship with your grandparents and you. And by the way, everybody wants to know this, that you would never guess it, but Lexi is a twin, so I know she's got a lot of close family members, I'm sure. But one of the things that with losing your grandmother, you know, and you did that bring the depression even more, and you're like, oh my gosh, I got to get out of it, and tell us about that, and tell us about how you, what your next step was, because you've had a spiritual awakening, and
yes.
So, but share with us.
With the loss of my grandpa, you know, I did go through a depression, and for me, depression looked like me not doing anything, kind of staying to myself. And if you knew me before my grandfather and my grandma passed away, you would know that I'm super extroverted and love people. So for me to stay in my room,
I like that,
and to not want to go to social events or really talk to anybody, you knew something was, you know, it's just not me. So when my grandmother passed away, it was kind of like another blow to me. It was hard because I would visit my Nana every weekend, and I felt like I could see my grandfather when I was with her. So it was really helpful with my healing of coming to terms of losing him. So when she lost, I felt, you know, that same feeling of, okay, now I don't have them at all. I've lost
wow.
both of them. I don't know how to handle this.
Right.
So I gained a lot of weight. I gained probably 45 pounds and it was all depression. And before, you know, before I was dealing with depression, I was super active, super fit. And now, you know, once she passed away about a couple months, I was like, you know what? I think going back to the gym and being active is going to make me happy. So, you know, one day, this is where I realized that God hadn't stopped chasing after me, even though I kind of shut him out for 3 years. Because I was angry at him.
Right.
Because he took my two best friends. I didn't understand that. How could God be good if he took my two best friends and expected me to be okay with that? So
I hear you. That's a good point. And I know others are feeling that too. Like, wow, I'm pissed at God. And that's okay to feel that way, because you have a great story with that. There's a backstory to that. So share with us what's going on. I'm sorry, because I love that. Okay. Because
no,
you're honest
no,
about
I,
it.
No, I love
you're...
it too. That was my
you know,
thought.
So,
How could God be a good God if he chooses
right?
to take my favorite people from me and expect me to be okay? Because, you know,
everyone that knows me knows I love my grandparents. They're the reason I'm the way I am. They've taught me everything I know. So losing them was very hard. And so, you know, I started going back to the gym. It took me a while to start going back, because my grandpa went to the same gym I go to
every single day of his life. He was super active and fit. So it took me a minute to get back into the gym. And so I was actually eating lunch, grabbing a quick bite to eat. And I was almost finished eating, and this crazy, most unearthly feeling came over me, and my heart started beating out of my chest. I felt like I was going to have a heart attack. And I was just I felt like time stopped. It was crazy. And this calm but stern fatherly voice told me to go up to this lady that was sitting across from me and tell her that everything she's going through is a part of God's plan, and that he is going to bring others to Christ because of what she's going through. And I'm not going to lie to y'all. I looked up and I said, no, I ain't going up to her. I don't know her. You can't do that this time of age. Like, uh-oh, I'm going to get hit. Like, I ain't doing that.
That's funny. I'm sorry, Lexi. The way you tell that is funny, right? So anyway,
I fought him for a good 10 minutes. I fought God. And you know what, guys? That is a losing battle. I do not recommend fighting that.
Because you're going to feel like you're going to get sick and faint. But I'm super, super stubborn, and God knows that. So he knew that it was going to take me feeling like I was going to pass out and the most unearthly feeling ever to get me to do this. So I finished eating, and I'm still, you know, having heart palpitations. I'm just not feeling great. And so I stand up and I'm about to turn the other way. And God literally, I was forced to turn towards that woman. And I went up to her and I told her everything God wanted me to tell her. That she, and also too, I'm not a touchy person. If I don't know you, I'm not going to like hug you, you know. I'm kind of like the handshake or like a high five. But as soon as I meet you, I'm not going to hug you. Or like, you know, put my hand on your shoulder and say, hey. As soon as I walked up to this lady, my hand went directly on her shoulder, and I told her, and I said, everything you're going through is a part of God's plan, and he is using you to bring others to Christ. And then, you know, I said a few more things. I don't remember what I said, but as soon as I got done, she said, I've been having seizures for 6 months, and they don't know why. And she starts crying, and she goes, I've been asking God to, you know, give me something, you know, to hold on to during this hard time. And didn't realize I said this, but I told her a verse, and it says that the Lord holds you in the palm of his hand. And I told her that, and she goes, I read that verse this morning, so now I know it's true, because you're a stranger.
Oh, wow.
And you just told me that verse. And I'm going to be honest, guys, I was scared. I was like, God, you cannot do that again. Like, I felt like I was going to die. That was crazy. Why are you chasing me?
I love you.
Why are you using me when I'm mad at you?
You're so funny. I adore you. That is funny. But I appreciate your honesty on that. So you had started going back to the gym. You stopped and had something to eat with, and you're in North Carolina, and I know that you come from a close-knit family, with your mom, dad, your brothers, you know, and you're the only girl, and your grandparents, and you've been in church, right, but you got pissed at God, all right, and that's okay to be pissed at God, right? It's part of the process that you've went through, that's what I'm hearing, and you were angry, but you told me something the other day, because you've got a couple more stories I want to hear about, but you told me that, what is it, anger and sorrow? You got, that's a great one, because I think that'll help people. I know it helped me. So what was
what I realized the other day was that anger, that my anger and my sorrow is actually grief. So me being angry at God, I was taking it out on him, was actually the grief of losing my grandparents. And sometimes, you know, it's hard to kind of determine what your emotions are, especially for me, because I never wanted to admit that I had emotions other than happy, because I'm a very happy person. So for me to admit that I had other emotions was hard for me. But really, my anger and sorrow were grief. And when once you determine what those emotions you're feeling are, whether you're losing somebody or whether you're, you know, have lost a job or whatever you're going through, most of the time can be called grief, because you're dealing with the loss of something that's important to you and you don't know how to handle it, because I sure didn't.
Right.
But once I told myself that what I'm dealing with, my anger, my sorrow, is actually grief, it has changed my whole outlook on everything. Because now I'm taking the steps to really grieve and recover from the darkness and heaviness that was on my heart.
Let me ask you this question, because people want to know, do you dream about your grandpa and your grandma? I know the answer to that, but do you have dreams about them?
Yes, I do have dreams about my grandma and my grandpa. Most of the time, it's really random. I never have done this in my life. It's laying floor down, and my grandpa helping me and saying, hey, you're doing a great job putting this floor down, Lexi. You are doing great. And then, you know, I'll wake up and I'll just be like, I have never
done any kind of labor like that before. So what? What was that?
I say something with you?
Yes.
If it's okay, because I'm gonna stop you right here. So I feel like that you're, you know, you're going to talk about your purpose, I hope, to share with us a little bit. But you're, I think laying a new ground floor down is like laying a new floor in your life, right? A new purpose, a new way. And your grandpa's over there helping you on the other side, right? And because we're,
yes.
you know, he's over there with God and that kind of thing. And I wanted you to share that dream because I know there are people that are listening to this now and will listen to this later, not only here in the States, but all over the world, that have gone through grief. And, you know, getting those dreams like that has helped you, right? You understand because, you know, your
yes.
grandpa's in heaven land. He's over there helping you, grandma, and I call Jesus Jeshua because it's a Hebrew name, and all the angels, and, of course, God. Now, I want to ask you this question. You had another experience, okay, and you're an artist. You draw, you paint, you sing.
Yes.
You're multi-talented. But share with us the next situation, because you've had about four or five, so pick one that you want to share with now, because they're all wonderful and delightful to hear about and how
yes.
you've really, God working through you has really helped you, you know, helped you help them, right? So
So once I went through that experience of my heart beating out of my chest and I saw that I helped that woman, that gave me hope, and I said, okay, God, if you're going to do that again, can we not almost kill me? Because I'm not meant to handle that. So, you know, I prayed. I literally prayed and was like, God, please, like, just reveal whatever you want me to share in a dream or just gently, you know, I'm going to do it from now on. Like, there's no need for you to just make my heart feel like it's going to explode. And so God listened. He listened. And I appreciate him listening to me because he knew I couldn't handle much more of the aggressive heart beating. So I, in a dream, he revealed to me this drawing. And the drawing is what I feel is rock bottom and me or anyone sitting about to hit rock bottom, but a hand comes out and they're resting on the hand. And God told me that's
wow.
his hand. And so before I hit rock bottom, which I thought I was at, I actually wasn't. I wasn't alone in that darkness and emptiness. I was actually surrounded by God. And his hand was under me, holding me the whole entire time so that I wouldn't keep falling into my depression. And so I drew
That's
it.
That's powerful.
And I sent it to Tari, and I'm sure she'll share it with y'all. So
That's a great message. So none of us, we're all protected like that. God's got his hand underneath, and he talked to you in the dream. And can you repeat what he said to you in the dream? Because that's so beautiful. I think I remember that correct, right? What did he say to you?
God told me, he said, Alexa, I want you to post this. I want you to draw this picture, and I want you to post it on social media. And I want you to write this. And I'll share with y'all what he told me to write, because it's very, very powerful. And it really, really, I really believe this is what helped me get through this. So this is what God told me to say. He said, Alexa, I want you to write this on social media. Mm-hmm. And this is what he said. He told me to write how he helped me realize that everything I was going through was actually sadness and grief, and that it was okay to feel how I felt because God felt it too. Because I'm his daughter. He loves us, and so when we are sad, he is sad. He doesn't want to see us hurting, so he knew it would be hard for me to lose my two best friends. But God never left me, and he showed me I was in the palm of his hands the whole time. And God wanted me to write that so that
other people could see that their grief, what they're going through, God knew it would be hard. God did never said that life was going to be super easy, that it was just going to be, you know, a walk in the park. It's going to be hard. But God is with us in those hard times. And that is the message that God wanted me to share on Facebook and Instagram.
That is beautiful, Lexi. I love that. And I know there are people now that are listening. I just got a text from one of my clients. She's actually checking herself into a rehab today. And so she's listening to your show before she goes in. So you're inspiring her. And I know lots of others because this show goes worldwide. And I know that recently you told me a great story about a mom and a little boy. And share with us about that one. Is that okay? Do you feel comfortable with that?
Yes. Of course, of course. So the other night, I want to say it was like Saturday night, honestly.
Right.
Saturday night, I had just got done with the gym, so I was like, all right, I need to get something to eat. And this, you know, as soon as, I don't know if y'all have ever felt this, but as soon as I pulled into the parking lot, I said, oh, something is going to happen. I don't know what, but I just said, all right, God, whatever you've got in store, so I'm ready. All right. Thank you for not making me almost faint. I appreciate that. Just a little push is good. So I was like, all right, I'm ready. I'm ready. So I get out of my car, and out of nowhere, I did not see this woman when I pulled in. And it's a pretty open, big parking lot. So I would have seen her. It's kind of crazy how she showed up. I still don't know where she came from. But I'm getting ready to walk in, and this woman walks up to me, and she's crying, and she looks like she has just been through it all. She looks just beaten and broken, and she's filled with just sorrow. And I don't know if y'all have ever felt this, but have y'all ever gotten a certain energy from somebody? You can just feel the heaviness coming off of a person. And I felt all of that coming off of her. And so I knew that this is what God was saying. Hey, all right, something's about to happen. It was this lady coming up to me. So I immediately was like, you know what? You know, I listened to her and let her talk. And she had $7 to her name and her son's prescription. She showed me her son in her car, and he looked like he was not feeling good. And I love kids, so of course that just tugged on my heart. And she goes, I can't afford his prescription because it's $12 and I only have $7. And I was like, hold on. And God said, go grab the money out of your car and give it to her. So I said, okay. Like I told her to hang on. I went to my car, grabbed the cash, and I gave it to her. And she started crying and she was like, can I hug you? And I was like, of course. And then God said, ask her if she's hungry. And I said, are you hungry? Have you eaten today? And she goes, all my money goes to my son, so I haven't. And I said, all right, I'm coming in here to get some food. You order whatever you want. Get your son whatever he wants, and no worries. Like, I got you. So she goes in. She is just confused as to why I am trying to pay for her food and also give her money. She is just very confused because I don't think that she's felt loved like that in a while, and I felt that coming off of her. So when I went inside, I told her to order whatever she wanted. She got whatever she wanted. She also got something for her son. I told her, I was like, get a large, you know, whatever you need, like get some for later. I don't care, whatever you need. And so once she got it, she was like, can I just hug you again? And I was like, absolutely. And she looked me in the eyes and she said, I haven't felt this loved or like I am someone's equal in a long time. She's like, the only person I ever get to hug is my son. And she goes, I can just feel a presence on you that is helping me more than you'll ever know. And once she hugged me and she left,
to go get our son's prescription, God told me, he said, you know, when Jesus was on earth, he hung out with the people that we would consider less than, the people that are kind of hard to love. And it made me realize, like, my purpose is to help people, because seeing that joy that she had in her eyes, to see that, okay, she, you know, she wasn't like me, you know, she wasn't able to get her food. She it mentioned that she was embarrassed to even ask me, but to see her smile and to see her have just that glimpse of hope in her darkness and her sorrow made me realize that God put me through my depression and my sorrow and my anger so that I would be able to help people walk through that hard journey. Because it is a hard journey if you're by yourself. I like to say that, you know, anger is like a darkness. And you can't get out of the darkness if you don't have somebody holding a light for you. So if you don't tell anyone that you're stuck in darkness, how are you supposed to get out? Like, you know, we're not meant to carry this weight all on our own. We're supposed to help people and love people. So, you know, that's what I like to think of, like, anger is like darkness. I mean, you're especially if you don't tell anyone why you're upset, how are you supposed to get out? So the coolest part of this whole story was the guy, he was the manager of the restaurant, said, hey, I didn't charge you for her food. I could just tell that she needed help. And the fact that you just met her outside and you just decided to help her, he goes, that was just a huge testament to me. So it also made me realize people are watching. Like, now I just feel like me and the other person experienced this, but people are actually watching and are like, you know, amazed by what, you know, God uses us to do. So it was an amazing experience. I just, you know, that's definitely my favorite one that I've experienced, was helping her, because she has a son and I love kids. So just knowing that, you know, God chose me to help her was a privilege. So
I love that, Lexi. And one of the things I loved about you, and that I appreciate more than anything, you said something about people are watching you. So if you want to see a change, be the change people want to see, or that, you know, be the change you want to show others, right? And that's a good point. And you have a lot of integrity, and your relationship with God is amazing. And we all can have that relationship. That's what I'm getting. And yes, you want to help people. Yeah, God, there you go. And you're having fun, because people say, oh, it's hard, but you have hard times, but also you have good times. Like right now, this is a joy to have you on this show, you sharing. And so I think that we appreciate the good times more when we go through some challenging times. Don't you think? Maybe? Kind of?
Yeah.
And coming out of depression is huge, you know. So I know that there are people that are listening now or listening later that will really, 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 I know this is going to inspire them. And so we're almost out of time. I would love to have you back on if it's cool with you and, you know, and everything, and share more of your journey. And I know I'm going to get a lot of questions and people emailing me. I know that you're in the process setting up an Instagram page for your work with people and God. So maybe next time you can share that if you feel comfortable. And no pressure here about that. So right now, if somebody wants to, if they have a question, then they can hit me up at Instagram on Angel Coaches. So Angel Coaches is my Instagram name. And or they can send me a text if you have a question for her or would like to reach out to her at 954-636-9401. So, you know, you don't have to have a phone number, just an Instagram page would, if that works for you. And we'll have you on again, hear more of your journey. And you're a singer, you're an artist, you help people and you work with God. And I always call Jesus Jeshua, because he's a Hebrew name, and Jeshua and the angels. And all that's good over there. And you got your grandparents on there helping build you and helping you build a solid foundation. That's great. So we love everybody. We'll take care and have a great day, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you, Lexi. You were amazing. Okay, I appreciate it more than you know. We want to hear.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Bye, everybody.